Curious about outspoken online characters facing real challenges? Watch these delusional wokies tackle the facts. And also like and subscribe, or you'll become a wokie.
How you doing, guys? Do you want to tell us why you're here? Can you tell us why you're still wearing a mask? Is that for COVID or to like protect your identity?
Transgender boys who might not have their own money to go buy tampons, if they're provided free in the bathroom, it's a huge plus.
Men do not menstruate. Only women menstruate. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want.
Cis men don't menstruate, but trans men do menstruate.
No, they don't.
Same as non-binary people.
Only women.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to cis women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So explain to me as to why my body menstruated at some point.
If your chromosomes are XX and you're young, you menstruate. If you're XY, you don't.
Correct, but what about trans men and non-binary?
They're not men.
We're excluding a whole group of people.
They're women dressed as men. You are not a man. You can pretend to be a man, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Live your life.
This elementary school teacher tried to explain basic biology to wokies, and all they could do was pretend to laugh. Maybe they all need to go back to the fifth grade.
I believe that the Constitution's the best document in political history.
Greatest political document ever.
There you go.
Thank you.
I want to know, how is it possible to believe that when it's based on racist principles? They describe indigenous peoples as merciless Indian savages. They don't describe African Americans as full people, and they don't even recognize other people of color and other minorities that we see today. So I just want to know how you think it's possible to believe that's such a great document we're
founded
upon.
Thank you for the question. Where does it say that in the document? No, keep her. Where does it say that in the document?
I'm sorry, what?
Where does it say what you said in the actual document?
I'm not entirely sure,
but... It doesn't.
No,
She tried to call the Constitution racist, but when asked to back it up, she had no sources. LOL.
If you're willing to be educated, I'm willing to teach, but if you're not willing to listen... A transmasculine person in a dress talking to transphobes is never safe, whether it's physical or verbal.
Okay, so you're not willing to have a discussion because it wouldn't be a safe space.
I am not willing to have a discussion about whether or not I am real and valid.
This wokey says that other voices should be given more priority because she's so privileged.
Anybody that fears a slut walk is ignorant. And I think that anybody that fears too much, I mean, sometimes... Excuse me. Go away. To me, it's... Having ownership over your own space?
These wokies act terrible and look terrible. They undermine their own arguments on women's issues.
In the past, you've talked about how white Australians, Americans, Europeans are being replaced by non-white immigrants in what is often referred to as the Great Replacement Theory. This is the same...
Have I said that whites are being replaced?
Well...
I don't think I said that.
Well, it's been mentioned on your show 4,000 times. And
really? When did I say that?
On your show.
I said whites are being replaced?
You have said that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I would challenge you to cite that, because I'm pretty sure I haven't said that. I said native-born Americans are being replaced, including blacks.
Native-born Americans.
Native-born Americans.
And
Americans who, like, black Americans have been, African Americans have been in the United States for, in many cases, their families over 400 years. And their concerns are every bit as real and valid and alive to me as the concerns of white people whose families have been there 400 years. So I've never said that whites are being replaced. Not one time. And you can't cite it.
Untrue.
So, we just met, but when our relationship starts with a lie, it makes it tough to be friends. So let's pull that back. I'm happy to explain what I do think. You actually can't say it because I didn't say it. It's not, first of all...
It's inspired one of the worst Australian guys of all time.
How do they get people this stupid in the media? I guess it doesn't pay well. Look, I'm sorry. I've lived among people like you for too long, and I don't mean to call you stupid. Maybe you're just pretending to be, but...
A wokey journalist tried painting him as a monster by implication. She got debunked. Apparently, she quit her job after this exchange. LMAO.
Do you sincerely believe that I should be subject to punitive justice on the basis of what I'm wearing? And if so, are you willing to turn yourself in for wearing women's panties in your gay college film?
Well, I'll take those questions in order, I guess. The first one, I would encourage you to behave as a man, is what I would do. Because you are a man, and I don't know how exactly you came to the point where you think you're a woman or very much would like to be a woman, but you aren't. And I don't think anyone who is affirming your delusion is helping you. I don't think that they're actually an ally of yours. I think they're lying to you, and I think it's very disrespectful, and I think it will not lead to your flourishing. I think it will only immiserate you. And so you might hate me for telling you the truth, but I think the truth will set you free.
This wokey came at him with so many bad faith statements. He responded with a calm and cool reality check.
What do you have to say to the trans students on this campus who feel actively victimized by your presence here?
Life's tough. Get a helmet, man. I'm too pregnant for this. Next question.
She was just too pregnant to engage in her wokey nonsense right now. Get a helmet, LOL.
Microsoft staff introducing themselves to the audience. Here they go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie Gadilla. I'm a Caucasian woman with long blonde hair, and I go by she, her. I'm a product marketing lead here at Microsoft and co-host of the podcast Security Unlocked with this guy.
Yes, that would be me. Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Fillingham. I'm a Caucasian man with glasses and a beard. I go by he, him, and I'm a security evangelist here at Microsoft.
I'm an Asian and white female with dark brown hair wearing a red sleeveless top.
I'm a tall Hispanic male wearing a blue shirt, khaki pants.
Now, Bella, speaking as a Caucasian, you know, sort of Dutch background, he, him, Microsoft says it was doing this to help out the blind. But why is stating your race and your gender pronouns relevant in discussing tech issues?
Oh, it's completely irrelevant. This is just massive wokeness on a level that I've never seen before. You know, you think you reach peak woke and then you see something like this and you realize that you haven't. And it's just really unbelievable. And it's embarrassing. It's the most cringeworthy thing I've seen on television.
Just when you thought you've seen peak wokeness, I can't believe we have to introduce ourselves with disclaimers now.
I know I'm gay, actually. I'm gay. You see, typical lefty, typical lefty. You don't like someone, call them homophobic, call them a fascist, call them a racist, call them a Nazi. That's what The Guardian teaches you. This is what happens when you drink too much soy milk. It rots your brain.
Overloaded on soy, she accused him of all sorts of nasty things based on his skin color. But they're the tolerant ones.
Antifa is not real. Yeah, it's pathetic, it's disgusting.
And let everyone know in your... Yeah, you can show my face, yeah? Let everyone know that...
You feel me back?
Yeah, that's all good.
You guys, go on. No, go on.
It's the fact that you lied to us.
We didn't lie to you.
No, you did.
What does all this say?
Okay, let me change my mind, okay?
Keep an eye on the board.
You weren't... You're a
racist.
You weren't really well with your
words. I'm surprising as well, you know.
How do I manage to be racist for a black? Is that true?
No, no,
say that again.
Can I be black and racist?
Yes, of course you can.
How's it?
Because racism is discrimination against any other race, you backwards idiot. You guys have such a fool way of thinking. Yeah, record me. I look sexy. And what? And do you think I care? Both of you. It's like you... Look, actually, he's getting annoyed, isn't he? He's keeping quiet because he knows I'm right.
It's so ironic that these wokies are the ones to go unhinged and ruin someone's stand like this. Earth to wokey white boys. Wokies hate you too.
Yeah, but like when you're talking about the immigration debate, you said if you were here illegally, then you should get deported. I feel like that is... I feel like that's stopping like a more progressive debate on how we could help solve the immigration crisis. And
you solve it by deporting the criminals, aka every single one that broke our laws to come here. That's a very moderate position.
But I'm just saying, like, there's like ideas out there that America's this free land, and if you come here, you make it rich. Like, there's a false narrative that's like going out, that's like causing people to come here illegally, and like they try to cross the Rio Grande, and they unfortunately, like, a lot of times, like, if Border Patrol can't save them, then it stops. And so I think there's a more progressive conversation.
I'm
that
sure
could
there's
happen
more
there,
progressive way to look at it. Yeah.
No, but
I'm not here to be progressive.
Okay.
These wokies just can't wrap their heads around the idea that law and order need to be followed on immigration.
You don't want any immigrants speaking other languages, or you just want
I want the government to have an official language of the U.S. Our documents are written in English.
So what's the issue with there not being an official?
Because a nation of foreigners is not a nation, it's a colony. You're foreign to one another.
Well, that kind of goes against capitalist ideas, though.
Why?
That's all diverse. In a capitalist society, you want a free market with free choices.
Yeah, but the best ideas win. So the diversity is not the strength, the excellence is the strength.
Well, the diversity is the platform for the strength.
So diversity is a temporary condition to eventually get to excellence, right?
I guess.
That's temporary. Because if you have really bad food poison food and really good food, the good food is going to win out. So it's not the diversity of food, it's the competition of it.
The diversity argument is so easily dismantled. The wokey needs to learn that it's excellence and not just differences that make a country great. For more wokey videos, click on the screen right now.